And welcome back to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm your host for this evening, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. I'm here tonight with the amazing giant of an artist, Mr. Antonius Roberts. We're talking specifically about 10 years of Hillside House, and a lot of important words have come up, I think, a community being one of them, and that is something that, again, also John Cox believes really strongly in, and that's who came up with the tagline for Blank Canvas, because John was the original host when he came to work at NAGB with me, and we thought a long time about what we wanted the show to be about. And that word community is really important, the creation and maintenance of community. And incubator is another word that's really important. And we talked a little bit at the end of the last segment about the business opportunities. And I think that's really important because I think still in every country, but definitely here in the Bahamas, we're always like a little bit behind on some of the developments elsewhere, is there's this idea that if you become a creative or an artist, you're going to be poor, you're going to be starving, you're going to live in a garret. And people don't see the economic opportunities and actually how powerful this thing, the orange economy, that's just now this buzzword. Everyone's like, orange economy, orange economy. People, I don't know if they always understand what that means. But that, you know, you've done that with Hillside House. It's not just about reclaiming the space and creating artwork. It's not just about creating a space for people to meet. It's also about economic revitalization. So tell us a little bit about how you've done that. And like what Hillside House has to offer and how it's, you know, uplifted, you know, many, many young Bahamians.
Thank you. Thank you for that question. It's a tough one. I'm still trying to figure out how to sustain Hillside House because it's really it's particularly with COVID, et cetera. And to be able to survive through the pandemic, it's just been absolutely a miracle. Amazing. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, as an artist, I am never focused on just selling artifacts, just selling a painting or selling a sculpture. There's never really been my primary focus. I've always realized that if I just rely on selling a painting or selling a piece of sculpture, then I will only eat when I sell a painting or sell a sculpture. And so I understood a long time ago that we also have to create experiences. And we've got to also think about many aspects of that and talk about education, etc. So at Hillside House, I realized that I couldn't sustain that just by selling art. It had to be a destination. It had to be a complete park, as it were. A complete center in the heart of town. Well, so when people come to that space, they not only just see art, but they can see a bit about the beauty of the Bahamas, but then they can also taste, you know, something that is Bahamian, and they can hear about the beautiful sound and music as Bahamian, and then they can hear the birds chirping in the fig tree, or they can see the orchids blooming. And so it's like we had to create a home, an active space. When people enter Hillside House, they get another experience or a full flavor taste of the Bahamas. We can't compete with the tourists, the Atlantises or the Bahamas or other places, but we could create our own experiences. We can create our own destinations that become a tourist product, as it were. Mm-hmm. So I'm here to say that Hillside House is a very significant tourist product because we also host some walking tours on the heart of town, rum tours or food tours. Mm-hmm. I mean, tourists pass in and through that space, and they would pass the T-shirt shops and the jewelry stores and the perfume stores because they want to be immersed in something that they feel is authentically Bahamian.
Yeah.
And so we have tried to create that within the historical context and provide people with an opportunity to really see, feel, taste, hear a bit of the Bahamas.
Yeah. So
through the
so
voices
important.
Of the locals.
Yeah. It's
and this
so
is
important.
What we will do whether you come to us or not. This is a space where And we've been here because we create this space for Bahamians to have access to the space and this quiet, safe space, and to feel excited, to feel motivated.
I think
that's
what
Hillside House is about.
Yeah, and I think it's so important. I think that's why creating community is so important, because, again, you know, there are different kinds of travelers, right? And I think there's also the difference between a tourist and a traveler. I think a tourist is someone who maybe wants an all-inclusive experience, who maybe wants to hit the top 10 sites in a bus and not get out of the bus and just check it off the thing, check it off the list. But I think a traveler is somebody who wants to actually immerse themselves in a culture. And I think that's where we haven't been quite as good as the tourist product is very good, but the traveler product, not so much. And I think that's what's interesting about Hillside House, because, I mean, you know me, like when I have people, again, like I have a lot of people come down here from Europe or from wherever. Normally they're already people, but not always. Sometimes they're just friends or family or friends that are like, I'm coming to the Bahamas. And I make them an itinerary, and it's not an itinerary that you find in a tourist book. It's an itinerary. It's walk around downtown. It's go to Hillside House. It's like go to under the Dilly Tree on East Street and get like a souse, or maybe the cricket club. It's a go to Diagola Art Foundation. Go to the NAGB. Walk through the graveyard. I still like. Don't get me started on why that graveyard.
I love walking through graveyards.
Yeah, yes. So badly maintained, because the graveyard is the history of downtown Nassau right there. And I give them this the walking tour, and people love it. And they walk over the hill and they go down Lewis Street. You introduced me to Scroogey, and all the work that's happened over there, and give people like this authentic tip. But like you said, because you've created community, people are hanging out there. And that's important, because when you're a traveler, you want to go somewhere. You don't want to be with like 30 other tourists. You want to be with people from the culture. And people would come to NAGB and they'd say, where can we go? Like we found this place because it's on Google or whatever. Where can we go? We don't want to go back to Bay Street. And so we'd handwrite this little itinerary and go to Hillside House.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, at Hillside, we pride ourselves of having the best conch fritters in the Bahamas.
Oh, my Lord.
And
that's your sister.
I dare anybody to come and tell us that their conch fritters better than ours.
You do
and
have good conch
fritters. The reality is our conch fritters have been written about. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a conky conch fritter. Period.
And it's actually, right? it has conch in it.
Yes. And so we celebrate that. People say, we're here for the fritters. And we were like, okay, cool. That's great.
Yeah.
But the reality is, beyond just Hillside, the little property, that little narrow space, I mean, we have been very much influential with attracting the right buyer for another historic building on Cumberland Street, and that is Cumberland House. You know, there was a time when I outgrew Hillside House and I needed a larger studio for a project, and I rented a space in Cumberland House. And then the owners of Cumberland House offered to sell me the property. I couldn't afford to buy the property. But as I had a foothold in that, you know, in that amazing historic building, mm-hmm. I reached out to another patron of mine, a former student of mine, art collector, Reynard Rigby. And I said, hey, you got to buy this place. And he was like, you got to be kidding me. So he said, you got to negotiate the price. So I was able to negotiate the price for Reynard Rigby. And it's amazing. So he is another proud Bahamian who now owns a bit of history in the heart of town. And so the reality is, I mean, I've been trying to influence what happened to the other two buildings. That is not as easy. That's very
difficult.
It's
not as easy. Well, especially when trucks like drive into them and crash. And,
absolutely.
You know,
but we opened the doors for other artists to do installations on those buildings.
No, the building next door, one of the very powerful installations you did that I still remember, and you can still sort of see the vestiges of it, I wish this was.
Yes.
And, you know, and people could go up there and you put in the doorways, you put like basically chalkboards, and people could go in there and like write on the chalkboard, like what they wish that space was, because it is, you know, and we know, don't get me started on the fire in the old Kelly building that they've knocked that down now. I don't know where those limestone blocks have gone, because those were like, each one of those limestone blocks was a national treasure. Someone's hands cut those blocks, and we know whose hands cut those blocks. And I'm shocked that was allowed to happen, or that even if it did, they just knocked it down, and now they're probably going to build some awful thing there. We have to hold on to our heritage. so important. And, you know, people criticize what Greycliffe have done. They're like, oh, it's the wrong color and this and that. But at least they're trying to preserve some of those buildings. So we have to stop criticizing people that are doing it maybe a bit different than we would do it. And just be grateful, you know, be grateful that these, I would love to see somebody buy International House, which is sitting down there in the corner, do something with that. It's so important to save these buildings. It's so important to save our history.
I want to use this opportunity, and I'm sorry, because some of these people who are leading some of these conversations and who are engaged with the port and engaged with downtown development and so forth. I mean, I think the old and the new can marry well together.
Of course they can.
Let us not sacrifice the old for the new. And so when I see some of these designs and some of these ideas about creating these spaces and talking about this tourist product, I cringe. And when I hear about, oh, we got to create a live workspace in the heart of town, live workspaces exist in the heart of town.
Of course.
Nassau was built on live workspaces.
Of course.
It is not a new idea. It's not a new concept. The merchants lived above
upstairs.
Their shops.
Of course they did. Yes.
It exists. There were guest houses downtown.
Yes.
And so why are we constantly talking about reinventing?
Yeah,
stuff that has worked for a long time.
Well, it's also erasure, is what it is. It's
forget this cancel culture and all that or whatever.
Yeah,
let us be careful about the laws, amending the laws to have 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 10 stories in the heart of town.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be careful with that. Yeah. Boardwalk, yes. Amazing. It's brilliant.
Yes.
But we don't have to always keep knocking down.
No, and knocking down.
All right, knocking down and thinking that we're going to rebuild.
Yeah.
And we end up rebuilding an inferior product that has short lifespan.
Well, that's another thing. Definitely. You look at these old buildings. I mean, there's some old buildings. Literally, you drive down Shirley Street and you see some of them. They're wooden. They're 250 years old and they're still standing. And then you see these like relatively modern structures that were built in the 60s, maybe the 70s, and they're falling apart because they're not built well. They're not built to withstand the kind of, you know, heat and the variation in temperature, the wind, the salt. So I'm concerned about some of the buildings downtown that have destroyed old ones or have blocked views or have changed radically the face of the city. And I think there is still a lot there that we can salvage. There are still, like, if you go down Bay Street and you really look at a lot of those buildings, there are actually very many beautiful buildings still even on Bay Street.
Absolutely. It just need a little bit of TLC.
Exactly.
I mean, just get in there, clean it up, celebrate it. I mean, you'd be surprised.
I think it
requires a commitment beyond immediate returns. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
And we need to change this merchant attitude. Yeah. All right, you come to me and you rent my building and I make a hell of a lot of money from you and I don't care about what happened.
Exactly.
Sometimes those owners got to figure out how to invest a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sacrifice a little more so that their buildings could always reflect a bit of their history and add to the wonderful architectural heritage and experience that should be expected of those who come and visit this country.
Well, you look at a place like Charleston, they were in the same position we were. Like, their downtown was getting sort of slightly crappy, and like people had moved out, and the same kind of narrative. And we see it in a lot of American cities. You see it in downtown LA. You see it in downtown Detroit. Downtowns became unpopular. People moved out. There was a white flight, or there was a wealth creation where people moved to the suburbs, and suddenly downtown becomes like sucked of all its energy and starts falling apart. But you see that a lot of cities have started to rebuild their downtown, and somewhere like Charleston, where they put the money into actually making it historically, or Santa Fe, where they restore the buildings and it becomes a destination, and you can still be modern inside the building. It's not saying you can't have your air conditioning or you can't run your business in there, but you just make sure you are caring for the historical aspect as well. And it's the history that brings people. Listen, you get off a plane anywhere in the world, you can see a high rise. I once was traveling for work and I woke up in a hotel and I literally didn't know where I was. I was like, where am I again? All the hotel, they all look the same. You know, people want to go somewhere and feel where they are. And
well, I mean, you know, when I go to Key West, I feel more of the Abacos than when I go to some of the other places. Yep. I mean, the people in Key West, they got it right. I mean, they're still trying to patch up those shiplock, or what they call these wooden homes, that some of them were ferried across from Abaco to Key West. You know, it is just amazing to see and to feel when somebody values and celebrates their history and their culture. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we have a long way as a people to go. I think we, you know, it is a perfect time to just pause, as we are just a year before celebrating our 50th anniversary of independence. We really gotta take stock.
Definitely. Right. Well, I think you said a key word, and that is celebrate, because I think there is still sometimes a lot of shame tied to certain structures because they look poor, or they remind people of a difficult time, or, you know, everybody wants to be in the solid stone house with the air conditioning. And I think you see that in new cultures, or cultures that have become suddenly wealthy, is there's an erasure of the past. It's like, let's knock it all down. Let's forget about it. But you then also see that there's always that regret. And then it's like, let's save the beautiful old things. So let's try to acknowledge those things now. And I tell people all the time, even over the hill, you know, I take my friends there when they travel. And yes, it needs to be better. We need better trash collection. We need water supply. We need a lot of things. But there's also a lot of beauty there. And that's what people see. And maybe some of us have stopped seeing it because all we see are the problems and the you know, again, the shame, the history. But there is so much beauty in our traditional buildings and our culture, and that is what we need to really fight. And that's what you've done. You've done that with Hillside House. You've done that with Sacred Spaces. You've done that with your bench project. You're like, take a pause and look at what we have. Look at it and care for it.
Well, you know, I was born on the corner of Market Street and Lewis Street. Mm-hmm. All right. And so Hillside House is just a couple of blocks from Lewis and Market Street. So I feel privileged as a boy born on Farm Road and being told that my navel string is buried under one of those silk cotton trees. Mm. I feel privileged to be able to walk over that hill and to have a significant voice, not only in the creative community, but a significant voice when we talk about the revitalization of downtown, and to lead by example. Just look at what we can do. Look at what could happen. Just take a pause.
Yeah. And with Hillside House, you've done it. I mean, you've done it. You've taken something, you've transformed it, you've honored it. And like you said, it's 10 years there. There's many businesses or galleries that did not last that 10 years, and it will continue into the future because it has become such an important part of our creative community, of our community in general.
Well, Amanda, it's you know, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You know, really, it's been an honor, and it will continue to be, because, you know, when the show ends, we're not going anywhere. But it's nice to be able to say on the air that I appreciate you. You know, when I came home, it wasn't so easy, and you were always there as well for me. And you've been, you know, again, to so many people, but also to myself, a mentor and a guide and someone who's steady and who's there through all the storms and just gives good advice. So I appreciate that, and I value it so much. And thank you for that. And thank you for everything you've done. You know, I still take all my friends to the Sacred Space at Clifton as well. Like, you're a big part of my island tour, Blake Road, the corner. Like, I hit all the spots. I hit all the Antonius Roberts spots.
Well, I thank you for taking Sacred Spaces to Germany. Lisa.
Yes. Yes.
And when I first met you, you came over and you said, listen, we need to get this to the world. And you've been instrumental in that. And again, what you and Lauren are doing at Turn Gallery, it's exciting. We need all of these spaces. You know, everybody, we need all the voices. I mean, you know, I'm not quite sure of what other people are doing or what, but the reality is when I go to Turn, when I go to these other spaces, at a time when we went to Pop Up, you know, you have to celebrate the effort.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I mean, we cannot all just rely on what's happening at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
All right. We have to see the entire Nassau, the entire Bahamas as a museum, as a place that's worthy of celebration, because there's creativity everywhere.
Yes, and thank you so much for that, Antonius. Everything you said is so appropriate and meaningful. And I just, again, one time before the show ends, say thank you for everything. Thank you for this 10 years of Hillside House. Thank you for everything you've done. And to the audience, you know, Hillside House is right there on Cumberland Street between Government House and Bay Street, right where you go down off the bottom of Blue Hill Road. It's on the right-hand side, so go visit it. It's an open space with Wi-Fi and great confritters and art. And I will continue to be here. I will be here next week. It is going to be my last show. This is my second to last show. I've been very honored to have Antonius with me. And the NHB will be taking over from that time. So thank you, as always, for listening to the NHB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I've been your host this evening. I will see you next week, or I will hear you next week, or you will hear me on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great night.